is my everyday offering. WJTL bringing you SEU Worship Monday Morning Faith. Good morning, Kaylin and Fred with you on a snowy Tuesday, 7:03.
Good morning. Hey, I'm going to be with you tomorrow, so you should listen to Winning Wednesday as we give you chances to win a $20 gift card to Casey Jones' restaurant at Paradise Station, where you can experience dining aboard a real train car. Details at our contest blog at WJTL.com.
And because of the snow, our very special guest this morning, joining us live on the phone, it's Bible to School's Corey Pennypacker. Good morning to you, Corey.
Good morning, Fred.
So wonderful to have you. I'm glad that you were safe at home and you didn't have to make the travel as far as the roadways go. Thank you so much for doing that. Do you have anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
I'd like to say hi to my husband, who's out shoveling right now. He's very kind. So thanks for getting me out of that this morning. I appreciate it.
Bless him for doing that. For those who don't know, tell us all about Bible to School.
So Bible to School is a nonprofit public school ministry. We teach the Bible to public school children during their school day, and it's legal. It's during school hours, Fred, and nobody can believe we can do that. We actually walk the kids or bus them off site, and they learn about God and the Bible. Second, third, fourth graders, elementary age kids, and it is absolutely amazing. We are growing leaps and bounds, and kids are totally getting it. It's so fun.
You always bring us great God stories about how God is working through Bible School. Do any stories come to mind recently?
Oh, yeah, there was this one little boy, I think it was a second grader, and we take him off site. They have a Bible lesson, and then they talk. Then they have small group time, and he literally said, "I've never heard of God. I didn't know." And wow. His small, they had led him to Christ, through this process of learning, learning the Bible, God's word. And he shared. He said he was still amazed at Jesus's miracles. He said, "How can you not believe when he did all these cool miracles?
I love that.
Out of the mouth of babes, right?
Yeah.
How can you not believe?"
That is awesome. So, how many schools are Bible School in now? How many kids are you working with right now?
Yeah, we have, and this is our big update to share with listeners, is that we've surpassed our goal of children attending already this year, and we're only a little over halfway through the year. So we are over 2,100 children in 108 classes across Pennsylvania, and now the big news is that we are also in three states. We're in Pennsylvania, Idaho, and Tennessee as of this week. So they're starting this week. And what amazes me, and people need to know this, is that you can do this during the school day, and over half the kids we have that come is 53% have no church home.
Wow.
So we are teaching them about Jesus for the very first time, Fred.
Wow.
And it is amazing, amazing ministry.
And even though you're meeting all the needs of all those kids, 2,100 kids in all those classes, you'd like to do more. You have a waiting list, but you need more help.
Yeah, our heart is to have a Bible to School class in every state. That's our heart to do that. And it's starting and it keeps going. The one school says, "Oh, I want to do this too. You're in the school next to us, so let's do it." So that's what's kind of happening. And so we need volunteers because kids who don't know Jesus are signing up to be, to learn about him, and they're on the waiting list. So it's 2 hours a week of your time. If you have a flexible schedule, we would love to talk to you and see what fits into your schedule. But just 2 hours once a week, and you can love on children and teach them about Jesus, especially ones that don't know about him.
That's awesome. If folks want to find out about volunteer opportunities or if their school district has a Bible to School program, where can they find out about that?
You can go to BibleToSchool.com, Bible, the number 2, school.com, and we would love to talk to you and see what God has for you at Bible to School, talking to public school kids about God.
Corey, in the beginnings of Bible to School, did you ever imagine you'd be touching the lives of this many kids?
No. In fact, even in the last 5 years, we have tripled in size. So he's totally doing it, Fred. You know how that works.
Yeah,
you have
amazing.
An amazing ministry, too.
Oh, thank you. Check out Bible2School.com. See how you can get involved. Kids are on a waiting list. Volunteers are needed. And this might be a great opportunity for you, and it's only a couple hours a week. We're going to talk more with Corey coming up in just a bit, so we invite you to stick around. We have more music, too. Ann Wilson, Stars Go Dim. We'll tell you about the forecast on the way.